It's 26th October 2016. I'm Rajeshwari Ganguly, speaking from our SAP Lab, Department of Instrumental Music, Rabindra Bharati University, BT Road Campus, in conversation with the Professor Sanjoy Bandyopadhyay, a phenomenal combination of outstanding sitar player, guru, and academician.
I would like to talk about two sayings, I would say. One from Ustad Inayat Khan Sahab, and the other is not saying I directly got this message from Ustad Inayat Khan Sahab. So Inayat Khan Sahab used to say about Riyaz that Ek sadhe to sab sadhe to sab jai. Matlab, if you practice one, you are practicing everything. If you are practicing many things, you are losing all. So, my guru, Pandit Radhikumar Macho, told this when I was quite young, boyish age. 1970, 71. And later, I also had a discussion with my father, Pandit Piyush Prashan Banerjee, on this. And what I could gather, what I could understand from this saying is that in most of the gharanas, or at least what I knew of, you know, say Imdad Khani Gharana we call it, or Itawa Gharana, or Rampur Senia, this, but I mean, better take musicians' names, Inayat Khan Sahab, or on the other hand, say Alauddin Khan Sahab, or Ravi Shankarji, because my father learned with Ravi Shankarji, so I can tell that he also used to believe this in some ways. Maybe, and anything, you know, any idea is applicable for under certain parameters. So when someone is growing, it is good to focus on one. So what happens, supposing you take Yaman and you practice on that, and you practice all the paltas, different paltas. So you, if you kind of conceptualize shifting of the sa, you get all the notes. So you practice all the related gaps, and that gives you control over the notes. So if you can, what Ravi Shankarji used to teach is that take two ragas, so for morning Bhairav ragas and raga, and for the evening Yaman. So they used to do mutsana and different paltas and bowls and this and that. And when they master the performance, supposing one master, kind of mastering, you know, I'm not talking, this is not very advanced level of practicing, kind of mastering, say, Yaman, then they can transpose to most of the ragas, you know, skipping notes, this and that, changing notes. So I believe Inayat Khan Sahab used to say that you practice one rag, practice Yaman, practice it well, understand it well, then that will help you to understand other ragas. Understand in detail, understand with intensity, understand in depth. That will help. The other saying, or I would say other important sentence I heard from Ustad Inayat Khan Sahab when I was at Karakar and I was with him for a few days, at Vilai, I stayed with him. And I asked him that, I knew that he used to practice a lot. And,
Time?
Time is 1982. He used to practice a lot. He was a good Riyazi person. Of course, he was musician of musicians. So I asked him that, Khan Sahab, what one should practice? He said, well, jo nahi aata. Because what you can't play, you practice. Because I, at that time, you know, in my own ways, I used to practice good, you know, 10, 11 hours, you know, long time. Because I was a very serious student. And So I thought that he will say that practice for 16 hours till your finger bleeds, something like that. But he didn't told me that. He didn't tell me that. He said that jo nahi aata, what you can play, you practice. I was not very happy with that. And then I asked that how long one should play. Kitne der bajani chahiye. Then he answered, jab tak nahi aata, till it comes, till you master that. So I think that's a fantastic, fantastic tip. And that helped me a lot to understand what you practice. What you can play, you practice. And practice till you master that. And there are other, because later, I grew and thought and on that, and there may be some, corollaries and additional points, sub-points, you say. The main point is that you practice what you can't sing or play, or practice till it comes. And practice till it comes maybe in terms of, on the same day practicing, in terms of a period practicing, I must say 1 month. You think that you'll be able to, you should be mastering, say, gamak, a type of gamak, so within 7 days. You go on practicing and try to master that. And the third, of course, now it has come to my mind. Third is that Pandit Bimalendra Mukherjee, my teacher, gave me an article by Peter Norris, this director of Udi Menon School of Music in London, published in ISME, International Society for Music Educators. And the article was titled, I don't remember what it was titled, but the main thing was, practicing is a bad habit. And we had a long discourse with my teacher about this. But why practicing is a bad habit? Also in the article, it has detailed why practicing is a bad habit. What we understand as riyaz is repeating. What I'm talking about now, right now, is the repeating the same phrases or going in sequence, the same day, nirega, rega, ma, ga, ma, dha, like that. Whatever you do, or sarega, gare, sarega, ma, gare, or sarega, parinza, sarega, ma, gare, or murchala, whatever. You're repeating. Then the thing is that it says that practicing makes a man perfect is not the right word, right sentence. It should be practicing things make permanent. If you practice, that will be make the things permanent. So if you are practicing one thing many times and repeating it, your brain will not recognize where you are erring. We are doing the mistakes. So if you go on practicing that, that will make a habit. So we'll sing Vesura or whatever wrong, half understood syllables or whatever. So the point is that you have to alert when practicing. So that is, he pointed out, Pandit Bimalendra Mukherjee pointed out, then it was, I was at Kharagar. It should be, I don't remember the exact, but it should be late 80s, 86, 87 maybe. So that is what I am teaching my students, that practicing is a bad habit. Thank you.